The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Understanding from conversation that there's about 140 coming in every day with 140 going out every day.
All right, so that's Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, who really put her foot down. She had enough of what was happening, busing in, busing out, and being completely overrun. And so that's where we start. When I say the word overrun, what do you immediately think of? Oh, yeah, illegals. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you doing in your nooks and crannies? What a disastrous situation. First, coming up with a policy, the dream policy, then not figuring out what you're going to do once you try to implement something that most people really didn't understand or were on board with in the first place, even Democrats. I mean, there's the secret. It's not just a Republican hardball issue that, oh, no, we can't do that. No, that's not true. But it doesn't matter. We're in the middle of this chaos right now. And the feds are struggling to try to control these illegal kids that are coming in. And beyond that, gang members that are flowing in. Not that that hasn't happened before, but now the numbers are that much bigger. It's so bad that what they had to do was take the Border Agent Academy. Take that place and put illegal immigrants at the academy. House these kids in Artesia, in New Mexico, while they are training, I mean, pouring them through in and out, while they are training people to apprehend, stop, and kick out people that are coming in the country illegally. It's ridiculous. But there's a mad scramble to figure out how do we accommodate this massive flow that we cannot seem to turn off. And you have a befuddled Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Jay Johnson, who couldn't find his way out of a tunnel he dug with 15 floodlights. He's just waiting in the middle of this. And so this is what they came up with. This is how they're going to try to deport people faster because, and that's what they call it, expedited removal proceedings. Good luck with that. How far do we go down this path of no return? How much is too much? We're beyond that. We're beyond that. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who has his eyes on 2016 and running for the Republican side as president, collapsed a little saying that there has to be immigration reform. I mean, we should just throw out the word reform. We are in complete panic mode now at this point. And I don't think we're going to get this under control anytime soon. That's the bad news. We have other things that we're going to jump on this hour, too, as well. But certainly that's going to be one of the main things that we talk about. You can throw in your 2 cents always. Remember, 24/7, americatonight.net. That window's always open. Plus the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, how are you?
I'm exhausted.
Oh.
Totally. But I fell asleep at 8 o'clock, so I woke up in time to see you. I've been moving furniture all day.
You've been moving. Oh, moving stuff. Yeah, that's exhausting. Yikes.
Putting up carpets. But hey, a shout out for Phil in Missouri. Oh my God, somebody that calls senators besides me.
I know. I love it. So we got at least two of you, and I know Dan in Texas has done that too. So that's three.
But he's right about McCaskill. But I can't even go as far as calling her a senator. But her husband also didn't get audited when she was state auditor.
Yeah, so why is that? That's convenient, huh?
Oh, my God. He had all sorts of charges against his nursing homes. And, nope, nothing happened until somebody finally sued.
Right, and then it became a bigger story, and they didn't even know what to say, as he said, about the AP wire story, which they, you know, which they ran, and they didn't know.
But forget about Blunt, Phil. He's just a yes man. He won't do anything. I've spoken to him face to face so many times, and I'm like, Roy, go away. Just worthless. But hey, the illegals, why can't they just stop it? I mean, come on, we have the manpower. Those states have National Guards.
Put them out.
And they have every right to protect their borders. Why aren't they doing it?
Listen, I think they should be doing it. They talked about it in Texas and then backed off of it because Texas, they're getting creamed, Izzy. The people in some of these towns are scared to death because they're just, it's not an exaggeration. They're really being overrun. And I think that's what's going to have to happen if it continues because you can't just allow this. There's no place to even put people.
They should round them up and get them on buses to the border or on airplanes and get them out of here. We've done it before, Kate.
I know.
Before your time. You were probably still in knickers, but we did it in the 70s.
Right.
I was there, and I watched BP come through every night, and we'd haul these people right back across the border, and we had BPs that stood guard with guns. And no, you're not coming back across tonight. You might find another way tomorrow or the next day, but not tonight.
Yeah.
And we did it to young kids. I don't mean little kids, but teenagers.
Yeah.
So what's the deal now? Why is everybody so damn afraid of this administration?
I don't know. I don't understand
it's
why.
Old. But if we have time, I'll tell you a good success story. Remember the Maralita peoples?
Yeah.
The Cuban boat people?
Yeah, I know it well. Yep.
I got sent to Fort Chaffee in that mess. And, oh, my God, talk about knotheads. That's a nice word for them. But out of that bunch of criminals and mentally ill people came Elizabeth Caballero. She would be an outstanding guest to have, by the way. She is now a well-known opera singer. She was just very, very young. But she makes my skin almost get goosebumps when she sings.
Wow.
And she was on one of those boats. Well, I like opera anyway.
Yes, so do I.
She was among all of those ruffians and those criminals. And, by God, she pulled up her bootstraps. And that lady made a success of herself out of all the Cuban boat people, the 125,000 that came in 1980. And I'm telling you, she sings like an absolute angel and hasn't looked back. I mean, she's one of the true success stories. By the way, a baseball player named Gaffney also came out of that bunch.
Yeah. You know, Elizabeth Caballero, I'm going to definitely look her up, Izzy. I'm glad that you threw that out because that is, like you say, a success story of the Marielito boat people for sure. By the way, Claire McCaskill's husband, it was $40 million that, remember, he got in stimulus money. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. Life, no, it's just me and you.
Will the elephants land? The GOP, they got to get it together. They got to get it together fast. And it starts with, where are they going to have their convention? Rents Priebus is weighing the options, as is the committee, between Dallas, Texas, and Denver, Colorado. And our satellite facility here on the GCN network, America Tonight's home studio, is just a stone's throw away from Dallas, Texas. So how cool would that be if they landed, if they descended if they descended in 2016 on Dallas. And boy, they have a lot of questions to answer on the road to getting there, including as you look at how the pie is separated from ultra-conservative to Tea Party to, I'm not sure, I'm even a Republican, don't they call that a rhino? The problem is, who do you run? Who has the right stuff? Is it going to be somebody that comes out of left field? Because I really honestly think they're going up against Hillary Clinton. Our pal Ellen Ratner, who has her ear to the ground in Washington, just has a feeling, just has a belief that it's not really going to be Hillary Clinton. But I think barring something unforeseen, meaning that she's got some kind of health thing, another health thing, not the things that we've talked about in the past, or she's having too much fun doing the grandmother thing, that she, I just can't believe it. I just think she has wanted to run from day one when Bill Clinton was in office. And it's interesting because she did an hour-long interview. I want to say it was an hour-long interview on PBS. And she said that you have to be crazy to run for president, but she admitted that she'd do exactly that again if she decided she wanted to continue serving. And she just kind of laughed about whether she was insane to take another run at the White House after losing in 2008. And that's where she came up with it'd be a little bit crazy to do that. But what's your vision? And I think she wants to do it, you know. The problem, though, too, is this interesting. You look at the Clintons, and their wealth is between $100 million and $200 million. That's what it's kind of pegged at. But remember, she had the interview where she said they were dead broke after leaving the White House. And then there was the other one where she commented that unlike some rich people, she and her husband are not truly well off. Yeah, who are they hanging out with? That's, you know, the George Soros of the world or what? And that's a mistake. And this is part of the problem of any of the politicians that will occasionally show their hand and make a comment like that, not thinking, oh, that's right, the people I represent, they are struggling. And they're struggling to pay for their health care. They're struggling to meet house payments. They're struggling to raise children because now it's not so easy. It's not as affordable. And at the end of the line, at the end of the day, if you want them to go to school, do you even want them to go to school? Because how much debt do you incur? Do they incur? Can they really realistically pay it off? I mean, it's just a tornado, a cyclone of things that hits you each and every day, even the most optimistic people. So comments like that infuriate the people who vote because they're not smoking cigars on George Soros's yacht. They're not in the back room with all the Hollywood types, you know, hanging out on their private island. And there is that disconnect. And I think with Bill Clinton, especially for him the first time around when he ran, he didn't have as much as you think, some of you think, ugh, Bill Clinton. But let's just truly analyze it, right? Bill Clinton, the first time he ran, the reason people really connected with him is because he grew up with a single mother, and he didn't grow up wealthy. He grew up like everybody else, you know, kind of going from check to check and living a middle class, barely middle class life. He had that connection with the everyday Joe. And that made him, at least initially, popular because of it. And then the whole charismatic thing he was able to do for people. But with Hillary Clinton, it's a lot tougher, obviously. She doesn't have what Bill Clinton had. And then those comments are the Achilles heel. And I wonder, with the people even around the politician now, the politicians nowadays, they have so many spin meisters who I can't imagine what they're getting paid, but they have to do a better job, I would think, of saying, listen, you can't be saying stuff like that. You know, you could say we struggled because we had all these bills people didn't realize because of the lawyers, because of this, because of that. But it's those other things that'll tank you. So that's going to constantly be brought up with Hillary Clinton. And Benghazi probably gets thrown in there, too. I don't know how much that would tank her when it comes to an election. But I think the disconnect comments are tougher to also distance yourself from. And this is the Republicans as well. I mean, who's the Republican that's running that connects with the people? Doesn't mean they can't have some achievement. It doesn't mean they can't be self-made or have taken advantage of the American dream and done well. There is a difference, but it's the rarefied air and not relating to most Americans that has become the biggest problem in Washington, D.C. And it infuriates people listening across the country. Those nooks and crannies that I talk about. When you see that really good people who supposedly did the right things, for whatever reason, got slapped down because a company closed and they went offshore, or an unforeseen illness, and then they can't afford some of the outrageous amounts of money that you need for the coverage and for what it was that they had to deal with. And this is what I think we need to get away from. We need people that are real, people that get it, people that maybe struggled, maybe went over the hump, maybe made something of a business, whatever, but they can still ultimately relate to people in the nooks and the crannies that do, even some of them that do relatively okay. But not the rarefied air. It's much different when there's rarefied air. Hey, I haven't even brought this up, and I want to make sure I do, because when I talk about the buzz in the backyard, besides our frustrations with the people who represent, how about the Supremes? On Wednesday, they unanimously ruled that the cops can't search the cell phones of criminal suspects when they arrest them without a warrant, which is a huge, 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 huge stamp or endorsement, if you will, for privacy rights. 9-0 was the vote. They said smartphones, other electronic devices, wallets, briefcases, cars, all subject to limited initial examination by law enforcement. You know, if you've got probable cause, a crime's been committed. But what happened is, you know, criminal suspects in Massachusetts and California were separately convicted in part after phone numbers, text messages, photos, addresses, all that kind of stuff, linked them to drugs and gang activity. So they were appealed to a higher court, giving them an opportunity to re-enter the public debate over the limits of privacy rights, with the focus on the cell phone and the storage of information and video. So that's big. The appeals weren't related to the mass surveillance of phone metadata by the NSA, which has concerns for everybody. Certainly many of you call this show, but that's pretty big when you talk about cell phones. How many people have cell phones? A January Pew Research Center survey, if you remember, found that about 90% of Americans now own or regularly use a cell phone. 58% have a smartphone. How about that? Wow. Stay with us. Coming up next, Steve Sokup has many opinions about what's happening with this immigration thing and politics in general. Wait till you meet him.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
America tonight in our virtual green room, Steve Soakup. Steve is the Culture of Life Foundation's new fellow in culture and economy. He is also the VP and publisher of the Political Forum. It's an independent research provider, and he's actually put out some very interesting things about what we've been talking about a lot on America Tonight, this immigration problem at the border. We're talking to Border Patrol agents and how awful it's gotten and how costly it was, and shocking to some, what happened to the political life of the former majority leader, Eric Cantor. And we saw what his opinion was and listened to what his opinion was on immigration reform. Steve, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me about Cantor and your take on immigration and the position that he decided to take up, and how costly that was.
Well, it was obviously very costly. I don't think you can pin his loss on one single factor, but of the host of factors that played a role in that loss, I think immigration reform and his position on the issue was a very significant one. The majority leader was very much a holder of the establishment view on this, which is that we need to reform our immigration system. We need to do something comprehensive. And part of that would be to grant something, you know, a de facto amnesty to those illegals that are here now, and then move on with securing our border after that was done. The problem with that is that it, among other things, the executive orders it issued by the Obama administration and just basically the culture of our immigration has created a number of incentives to prompt illegal immigrants to get here as quickly as they can, regardless of their likely legal status, in the hope of being part of this group that will be grandfathered in under the new immigration reform and receive some amnesty.
How much of a disservice do you think this is to the rest of America, what we're seeing and what ultimately looks like it's going to continue to happen, this crazy system of incentives that has led to massive illegal immigration?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, this isn't an issue that should be handled the way it's being handled in a democratic society. Clearly, we have a division between the political establishment and the rest of the country. You know, what Angelo Codevilla has called the ruling class versus the country class. The people are not in favor of simply reforming immigration, granting amnesty, and then moving on from there. The people want to secure the border first and then to discuss how to reform the immigration system. But that's not the way our business leaders, that's not the way our political leaders, that's not the way the political establishment wants to move on this. They want to handle the reform and then worry about cleaning up the border at some later date.
Yeah. The do you think that this is saying cleaning it up at some later date? Do you think that is also a huge misstep, though? Because isn't this what we've been doing for decades?
Oh, absolutely. This is not the first time we've been through this. Obviously, in 1986, President Reagan signed legislation that granted de facto amnesty, and that was supposed to be the end of our illegal immigration problem, when in fact what it did was to create incentives for others to come. If they did it once, they'll do it again. If they granted amnesty to others who were already in there, they'll do it again. And what we're proposing now is, in fact, to make that presumption a fact. And so we will simply be adding to or strengthening the incentives for illegals to get into the country and the presumption that at some future date they will be legalized.
Yeah. The one thing that you wrote about, I thought it was interesting, and has been people talk about this a lot, the aspects of the Catholic Church being involved and the fact that you have the Conference of Catholic Bishops in the United States saying they support a comprehensive solution to illegal immigration, and they talk about a whole bunch of different reasons why. Why do you think this is just a huge misstep by them?
Well, I don't believe the bishops quite consider in the way they should the way that policy proposals affect people's behavior. You know, we've learned over the last probably 4 or 5 decades from the public choice people just how important incentives are in determining behavior. And I don't believe that the bishops or the church more generally consider incentives when they formulate their positions on issues, for example, immigration. They take a moral position, and when you read their position, there's nothing to argue with. They're absolutely right that people should have, you know, a basic human right to move to where they can provide a better life for their family. But turning that moral position into a policy position creates a number of troubling problems that leads to a complete mess, as we're seeing right now on our border.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we watch this, like you say, this mess, it just seems to get bigger, and every day there's a blunder here or there. A year down the line, what do you think we're going to be looking at here? Are we really going to have that conversation? What do you think it's going to take?
It's really hard to say what it would take for us to have this conversation. Right now, I think that the message sent by the voters in the majority leader's home district is a pretty powerful message. They said, look, we're not on board with what you're doing on a number of issues, and especially on immigration reform. And I think that this has had an impact throughout Washington. You get the Obama administration sending Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, down to Texas to inspect these holding facilities and to look at the problem. And you get the Vice President going down to Guatemala and saying, look, making this trip through Central America, through Mexico, over the American southern border is not worth it. It's dangerous. Don't do it. So I think that the Obama administration, among others, sees what happened to Majority Leader Cantor and have decided that they're going to try to at least put a better public face on what is happening in large part based on their own policies.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. A couple of the pieces that you put out I thought were really interesting, and a lot of that we've talked about flushed out here. Have you gotten, what kind of feedback have you gotten from some of the stuff that you've written recently?
Well, obviously there's been a tremendous reaction to this immigration piece. This is obviously a very hot issue right now, and So this has probably been the best received and the most talked about piece of the ones I've written. But over the past several weeks, I've talked about the effect of the president's decision to leave Afghanistan and the condition that we'll be leaving Afghanistan, and the political left's reaction to that, and sort of the hypocrisy involved in leaving two regimes, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, that essentially support Sharia law, which were the problem that we supposedly were going over there to solve. And so we have been the largest supporter and financer of radical Islamist belief in government by supporting the Afghan and Iraqi regimes and the constitutions they wrote that make Sharia the law of the land. That piece received quite a bit of attention as well. Those have probably been the two biggest pieces. But, we've also talked about health care. We've talked about, the morality of foreign policy and how Gnostic or millenarian utopian foreign policy tends to produce disfavorable results, which in a normal world would be considered morally abhorrent, but in our present state are considered morally beneficial because of the intentions behind them. So we've covered quite a few subjects, and it's a variety of things dealing with policy and politics and culture.
Yeah, and obviously this immigration, I think that's going to play a heavy part in the midterm elections. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think it probably will. Again, this plays into the sort of establishment versus the country theme that we've been seeing in the Republican Party in particular over the last 4 or 5 years. The Tea Party obviously is a big part of that, and immigration reform plays into that theme. It pits your voters, your average Americans, against the political establishment, their congressman who's been there for 20 years, their senator who's been there for 4 terms. You're seeing that in Mississippi right now. You're seeing Senator Cochran having to go to a runoff in his primary contest because he's been there forever, and because the voters in the state of Mississippi have gotten the impression that he's out of touch with what they believe and has become more a creature of the Beltway than a creature of representation for the people of Mississippi. So, yeah, I think it'll be a big deal.
Yeah, I do, too. Steve Sokup, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll have to have you on again. You're terrific.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's her name to plead my case? No, oh yes, to send me into outer space at my fingers. I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, we're in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I just turn my head down. I'm in trouble, we're in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all.
Meet Kate Delaney is one of, I think, funnest things that we do. Funnest. Oh, my mother. She'd be shocked using the word funnest. That's not a word. Anyway, it's my made-up word. Let's just put it that way. I love to invite Nathan Reeder on the show. Put him on the spot. And we do this fun, cool thing called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, so how are you, Nathan?
Oh, I am very good. And I got to tell you, I'm totally feeling... like I'm going to sneeze in a second. I'm going to stare at the fluorescence and push the mute button.
Oh, you know what? It's funny. I'm not much of a sneezer, but when I have to, man, I could blow out the room.
Do you do one or do you do a regular multiple pattern?
Usually it's multiple. How about you?
I feel like I used to do like two, but I do a humongous one anymore. Just like... and my brain is like kind of swelling for an hour afterwards.
What a great conversation. I'm sure everyone's enjoying that and relating to that, to the whole sneeze factor thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's start. Here's a good one. The feds are deciding whether or not to delist humpback whales from the endangered species list. They say that they need to look at it. It merits a closer look because NOAA, who started the petition to do this, says whales present substantial scientific backing that if here's what happens. If such an action is warranted, then that's okay. The population is estimated at 5,800. They feed in Alaska in the summer, and they breed in Hawaii in the winter. And you know that I've seen the humpback whales when I went to Maui in January. But, you know, there's also this fear that some of them are killed, and it was part of that International Whaling Commission that banned commercial whaling, and there have been all kinds of documentaries done on it. I don't know. Is it too soon? Do you think 5,800 humpbacks is safe? Should they delist the humpback or no? Keep it on the list to be safe.
Well, once it's not listed anymore, is it then legal to kill the whales? Is that what it is?
Well, if it's, yes, it's not legal. They don't want people to do it, but somebody could do it, and they wouldn't, there wouldn't be the blowback from, hey, that's on the endangered list. You can't do that.
Yeah, they wouldn't be fined as
right,
much money.
Right.
They
wouldn't, yeah.
So they'd still be fined, just not as much money. Well,
if they're caught, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure those people are, if they're trying to get away with that stuff, they're getting away with it right now.
That's what I think.
You know, I'm kind of going to go with bingo.
All right, bingo. I'm going to say bingo, too. I mean, I'm all about the whales. I love the whales. I think that it's sad when you see some of the things that have happened to the whales. And then even we keep, and I've gone to SeaWorld. We put them in captivity, and there was this thing called blackfish. And I watched that, and I was so depressed. It was a documentary. I didn't realize how they separated the mother from the babies and these things that happen to them when they're in captivity. And, I guess I should have paid more attention. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to see the whales out in the open somewhere. If you ever get a chance to do that, it's on any of your bucket lists, go to Maui and go there in, like, January or December or whatever and watch those whales. It's pretty cool. All right, how about Google's Android? They've got this software that is about to make an incredible leap, they say, for mankind. What they're going to unveil is ways for the Android to be used for television and cars. They're having their conferences going on. Their software developers are talking about it. And it's called Android Wear. And they're very anxious to get that out there. Voice commands, you can swipe between screens, you can work with apps on your phone, you can feature, it'll feature voice-driven things, you know, voice-driven note-taking, for example, kind of like the Siri questioning thing, but even beyond that, what it'll be able to do. So what do you think? Fair, fruits and nuts, it is kind of a fair or fail. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Well, another, I'm going to go with bingo right away. Keep it up, keep going technology, and then at the same time, you know, being able to track every single piece of your thought and behavior processes.
Which is what's happening. I don't know. I think it's kind of shredded a little bit. Can we slow down for 5 seconds? We've got the iPhone 6 coming out. I mean, it's cool technology. It's weird. I have a love-hate relationship, Nathan, with technology. I love technology. There's amazing things that have happened as a result. But then I'm so saddened when I go somewhere and people are talking to you and they're paying attention to their phone. They're not even looking at you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were talking about your 13-year-old nephew earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, that next generation, I mean, it changes every generation what's acceptable, and aside from that, the technology gets faster and faster. I mean, 25-year-olds are going to be saying in 5 years, these darn kids to kids that are 20-year-olds right now, you know?
Oh yeah, I can imagine what technology would be like then, because the curve is so fast that I think there's things that we're just not going to, that'll blow our minds, that'll happen. maybe some of it good and some of it not so good, because I think people get isolated. Where's the conversation? And I guess it's just like anything in life. Balance is the best if you can have balance. You know, who wants to, I don't want to be on an iPad all day. I don't even like reading books on the Kindle and the Nook. I know everybody does that. But, I mean, our eyesight, we're all going to be blind. We're going to have people constantly reading to us. All right, how about this one? This is fruits and nuts shredded or bingo. But for some people, they think it's fair. Is it fair to plan to go to work and then take a three-hour lunch? Because just like everybody else, you've got that American pride and you want to watch Germany and Team USA. And it's a noon match smack in the middle of the normal work day. If the U.S. wins, if they beat Germany or if they even tie, they advance to the round of 16. I think a lot of people are going to be trying to hide, you know, the ESPN app under their desk, talk about technology, or run to the bathroom and watch or do whatever they can. So should these corporations just say, you know what, this is a big deal, let people just, if they want to be at their desk and watch, or they want to go out for a couple extra hours, that's fine. What do you think?
I think a lot of countries figured it out when they allowed siestas during the day. You know, I think it's fruits and nuts for anyone to have a 9-to-5 job.
That's yeah, we know about that.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, though. That's why I do this.
Yeah, so you get it. You could watch it, and I could watch it. But, you know, there's people that do things where they can't. And there's also people that do things like drive buses, have jobs where they have to be on site, and they don't have a job where they could go out for however many, you know, go out for however many hours to watch this game. But I think people are going to. It's kind of like the hoop thing. I think people are just going to do what they're going to do, and it depends. I guess it depends on the workplace if they're
absolutely
cool about it or not.
Yeah,
they
are. You know, the type of work that you're doing, you know, can probably lead both management and employees to kind of figure out if they really do have the time to be able to do that or not.
Yeah. How about this? This is a good one. You know, we're talking about things that you do and watching this match between Germany and the U.S. There's a new study that came out that said too much TV is linked to premature death. Fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo. They actually, the study had 13,000 people. They were all adults. And they found out, they followed them, how much TV they watched. And they saw the patterns and who died. And other things went into that, too, like snacking and calorie intake and whatever. But they found that people who watched TV an average of more than 20 hours a week died earlier than the others.
I'm pretty sure a lot of couch sitting has to go right along with that statistic, and kind of is the reason why it's very bingo for me.
Bingo. That's why people are starting to stand up when they work, even. They have those things where you can stand up when you're working, or people take a break and they walk around the building. It is crazy when you sit too much. You know, there is something about that. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.